I just got an impossible captcha.
Hello, welcome to Show Me Your Mic. This is episode 45 of the world famous podcast. It talks to other podcasters about their podcasts. I'm your host, Chris Enns. For this episode, I've got Anze Tomic. He's from the Slovenian podcast network, Apparatus.si. He also has an English podcast, StormyMortal.com, you can check out. In this episode, we discuss, of course, podcasting, mics, gear, a little more gear-heavy this time than other episodes. There's a new Show Me Your Mic Twitter account if you want to follow that to keep up with the show, SMYM_FM. Show Me Your Mic, SMYM_FM on the Twitters. Thank you for listening to each episode. I hope you really enjoy this show. See you later.
Okay, so is this thing started? Is this going to be in the show? I don't know.
Yeah, I pre-recorded the intro and outro later. I'm not fancy like some people with doing it all live. I can't manage all that. But
yeah, okay. I'm the same way, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah, especially
the
interview show.
My interview show, yeah. That's where I record the intro later and the outro, yeah.
Yeah, because you don't really know what the show is about. Like, I mean, I know we're going to talk about podcasting and Slovenia and stuff, but other than that, who knows what will come up. So it's right now it's 9 o'clock for me here in the morning. What time is it for you over there?
Oh, it's 5:15 p.m.
Oh, okay. That's, so you're just finishing. Do you work a normal 9 to 5 or what's your?
Well, yeah, it's a 9, like it's an 8:30 to 4:30.
Right.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
So we don't. Wait, can you hear any birds in the background? Because I have my balcony open and I'm not sure.
Occasionally. It's okay.
That's fine. I'll just leave it open because me and my girlfriend live in a very small studio apartment. So.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
With birds outside.
Yeah. There are actual birds outside. So,
the primary show that I'm familiar with is the Storming Mortal podcast, which I was lucky enough to be guest number 3 on that show, and then I think it just went all downhill from there. But you're about 12 episodes or so in, 13, something like that.
It's more now. What? I forget. It's like, I mean, I think I might be like 16 maybe.
Oh, 16,
I'm not
sorry.
Really sure. Yeah.
I have 12 in my head. Oh, 16, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, so I think, it's 16, yeah. With Scott McNulty. And I think I'm putting number 17 up today or tomorrow.
Oh, wow.
I'll see if I have time, yeah.
There you go. So tell me about Storming Mortal. What's the point? Where did it start for you? Why did you do it?
Yeah, the point of it. Yeah, I do this show in Slovenia here called Apparatus. That's with the double P. And I basically do... It's the same show as Storming Mortal, but it's in Slovene. So when I started doing like interviews with foreigners, you know, like you, I decided to put the English speaking shows, like episodes on a separate feed and sort of have a little site for anybody that's not from Slovenia, you know, so they can listen to it and they don't get the Slovene intro and outro. Because on the Slovene show, I record a Slovene intro and outro. And on the Storming Mortal site, it's just the audio from the conversation, basically. So right. That's how Storming Mortal came to be. That's how it started. But now I do have this plan on like concentrating more on the English speaking stuff. That's sort of the plan. With the fall, I'm going to start doing that. Hopefully. I don't know. You know, like predicting that stuff is always weird. But yeah, that's the plan at least.
Because how many, I tried Navigate. So Apparatus is your sort of, is it one show or a few shows that are on Apparatus?
Oh yeah, that's the weird thing. Because it used to be just one show. Mm-hmm. And now it's a whole podcast network. And it has the same name as the first show.
Right.
Which is stupid, but you know, it grew organically. It was never meant to be a podcast network, basically. I just figured I'd do this little show where I do interviews and stuff. And then it sort of grew from there. And then I had the domain and, you know, all of the other shows I just put on the original site. I had a redesign couple of months back. But, you know, it's just that the name stuck and people knew it. So it's, yeah, it's kind of confusing because there's like an apparatus.si, which is like the podcast network. And then there's a tab on there called Apparatus, which is that show, the interview show. But yeah, it's 8 shows now, I think. Yeah, I think that's the number.
And all those folks or all the shows that are on there are, because my Slovenian isn't, I'm not that fresh in my Slovenian, so I'm trying to figure out. But the shows on there are all Slovenian shows and you know, with you and friends and stuff that you do?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, they're all in Slovenia. Actually, I have a, there was a Canadian on there. Wait, let me check that. Because there's this comedy improv troupe over here, and they toured the world and stuff, and they had this Canadian guy on. They do it once a month. Well, you're going to hear my mouse probably now. Just give me a sec. Sean Kinley, who is a... the Loose Moose Theater in Calgary, Canada. Seriously, the guy's like a big deal in the improv world. Nice. That's what I've been told. Yeah, I actually saw him on stage because I know the guys that do the show, so I got tickets, and that was fun. That's a thing. In Calgary, apparently. Yeah, so
I'll have to check it out. Calgary is about a 6-hour drive from me, so it's not just down the road.
Yeah, well, everything here is about like an hour's drive. So, yeah. So it's 8 shows, and I'm on. I have to check. Like, I'm on 3 of them. One's an interview show, and then I do a another one about. That actually started as a Game of Thrones podcast. And then sort of grew into a sort of the Incomparable style, you know?
Yeah. Is that
a show?
Podrobnosti?
No.
I'm butchering
it. This is going to be fun. it's the second one in the menu. Okay. It's called Glave, or Glaive, as you guys would probably say.
Probably, yeah. Well, I tried opening it up in Chrome because usually Google will try to translate, but it doesn't even offer to translate the site. So is that a common thing?
What? No, that should probably, like, I just translated it to English, I think. Oh, no, this page could not be translated. Why the hell does that happen? That used to work. What the hell? That's weird.
Maybe
because it thinks, no, I think because, yeah, my WordPress installation is the English one. Not the Slovene one. So that's what it, yeah, you should change it. You just have to click options and then change the page language to Slovenian. Yeah, okay. And then it should work. So we got sidetracked. The Heads, I guess that's what it's the translation is. It's called Heads. It's sort of an Incomparable style. You know, we do like movies, TV shows, but it started as a Game of Thrones podcast. And then there's the say it again, because I just want to hear you say it.
Podrobnosti?
Well, yeah, Podrobnosti.
Would I get beat up for saying that? Or would
No. No. No, it's actually the translation's details. And I do that with a basketball player, actually, but it's not about basketball at all. We have a different guest on. It's a bi-weekly show. He's like a pretty well-known guy. He played in the NBA and stuff. So.
Oh, nice.
And we do that. But we had people from basketball on, and then like a physicist that works in like New York and stuff. It's like a weird show, but I really do enjoy doing it. And we're actually doing a live version of that on Thursday in front of people, like not live as in streaming, but
yeah, live in person.
People will hopefully show up.
Well, some people showed up in the chat room, it looks like. I'm assuming anyways, Luca looks like.
That's a Slovene guy.
Yeah. So if they show up here, they'll show up. And for folks who aren't aware, I guess Show Me Your Mic records live typically Tuesday mornings. It's 11 a.m. Eastern, 9 a.m. in Saskatoon, where I am. You can do your own time zone configurations. But goodstuff.fm/live is where we'll be recording. And also I should mention, too, that in the previous episode I had talked about Tim and what's his name? Kyle. Kyle Roderick mentioned that they might be doing some interviews in the future here, and they will be. We're just kind of juggling schedules and stuff. So, and Anze was gracious enough to pop in a little early in chat. So, okay, so going down the list, let's try the next one. Pivo.
This is fun for
Pivo Tirange.
Oh, wow. Yeah, yeah, it's actually called pivotiranje and say, oh man, basically it's a thing that you do in basketball when you like pivot. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, that's okay,
the pivot. Yeah, yeah. So yeah, that's three guys and all they do is talk basketball basically.
Nice.
That's it. Yeah. That is just basketball and, you know, like the Euro League and some NBA stuff and the domestic leagues and stuff. So yeah. Then there's, okay, just go. Oh, well, the next one should be easy.
Igloo Impro?
Yeah, that's the improvisational troupe. It's an igloo. If you click on it, you'll see it's an igloo. It's an actual igloo. So
yeah,
that's what they're called. Yeah. That's just some guys talking about improvisation. That's basically it. And doing a lot of it on air, which is fun. And then there's Blues. And I'm not going to, yeah, you're going to.
You're not going to let me try that one.
No. Well, you heard it now, but yeah, try it anyway.
Blues NJ?
Yeah, you see the J is, yeah. It's a Y over here, so it's Blues NJ. And yeah, that's a guy that does show business interviews. Like he's going to do seasons now. It was bi-weekly, but he did six shows and it's on a hiatus at the moment. But during the fall, he's going to do six more. So just more shows, show busy type folks are on that show. And then there's a Film Flow, the one with the English name.
Yeah, you didn't let me do that one. That was easy.
that's basically an English name. So. And it's actually four girls do a monthly show about movies. They're like movie buffs and do, you know, they choose a topic and talk basically. It's a fun show. And then there's Upgrade, which is the tech show of the network. It's like two guys talking about tech, which, you know, we're familiar with that in our part of the internet.
So. Yeah, fairly common.
Yeah, and then there is another show because I saw one of the guys that does it. He's in the chat room, Bismar, if you can see, like he's just below me in the chat room. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he does this show called Bitni Pogovori, which is basically like an Apple tech show. Yeah, they actually did their first live stream yesterday.
Nice.
And I just trolled them in the chat room the entire time. But yeah.
So you're running it on WordPress. We'll go a little bit techie, I guess, with some of the stuff. I'm just curious how you're managing. So you're running WordPress. Are you doing just like, how are you managing each show? You're using that, what was the PowerPress plugin?
Yeah, the PowerPress plugin, yeah.
Yeah.
I actually found, and it's an annoying plugin to navigate, but once you get the hang of it, it really is worth it. Like it actually is worth it because it does like all of the heavy lifting for you. Mm-hmm. Like, I just don't want to mess with XML, basically. Because, it's just a pain. And I don't, you know, and this formats the feed in an okay way. And, like, everywhere I submitted the feeds to, it went through. So, you know, I'm really happy with it, honestly. And it's like the player is just a short code. And, you know, the episode, like, the file path is like a separate thing in WordPress on the back end. You just put the URL in there and just click verify, and that's it.
Yeah.
It's like, but it's just like this convoluted system before you figure it out. Like the menus are just terrible. they are trying to like improve it, and it's getting better, but it's still not what it's supposed to be, basically.
Yeah, and that's actually what I used before we got all fancy with good stuff when I was doing SSKTN. I had used that. Did you use are you using the category?
That was the first show I did when I just thought it would be just the one show. I just used the main feed.
Oh, yeah.
So, now that I it's eight shows, like all of those are categories. And I put another category that's my show. But the main feed, I need to hide them from the other shows. I need to hide them with a plugin from the main feed. it's my little system, basically.
Because in hindsight, if you had done it where you didn't use the main feed for any show, then you'd be fine, right? That's if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
Right.
If I have this plan to move servers, and if I do that, I'll just start from scratch, and then maybe like I'll try and import, like I'll do the same framework and the same theme, but I'll do a Slovene WordPress install, and I'll try and do the category stuff from. But that's like a pain, and I don't have the time, to be honest.
Yeah.
That's why that's not happening anytime soon. But that is in the, like, I do have a plan on doing that at some point.
Right. Well, we should hook up. We can do like a goodstuff.slovenia. Or what's the TLD for?
SI.
SI, all right. Oh, yeah. So, yeah. Does good stuff translate into anything interesting in Slovenian or? Not really.
No, it's, but like stuff. Most people here speak English, so it's not, it kind of works out, you know.
And I noticed you have, sticking with the tech stuff, are the shows then, are you doing some of the publishing for those other people, or are they kind of managing logging into WordPress themselves and doing it, or what have you set up?
I usually with all of the people I did, I a couple of Skype sessions for the first couple of shows, so they'd know, you know, how to post, and like there's this hierarchy. I like the post to look a certain way, and they have to put all of the images through like JPEG Mini, so you know it like reduces the load and stuff like that. So, but yeah, I basically taught all of them, and now they have their own accounts, and they just upload the episodes themselves. Basically, nice. Yeah. Yeah, it actually works out pretty well. Like WordPress is pretty great on that front, you know, with all the users and stuff. I'm like, yeah, it works really well.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say too. Is I had never sort of handed off control to a lot of people, because a lot of my friends who were doing stuff kind of seemed, well, either I was already involved in the show, or they just kind of seemed intimidated by it. Somehow, for some reason, the idea of uploading an MP3 was kind of like terrifying or something. but yeah, it's very, with PowerPress, and there's other ones out there that people have used, I'm sure. But it works, once you get, like you said, once you get it all configured, it works really well, actually, for managing all that kind of stuff, multiple shows and things. It gets a little bit, did you do custom page templates and stuff? I forget now. I remember there being some issues with that. Or did you...
No. I use the Genesis framework. It's this WordPress framework.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That kind of does, it's actually like the best, like $60 I ever spent.
Yeah.
Like WordPress wise, it's awesome, honestly. And it's like, it all seems to work, and it's all responsive. And, you know, I actually use the default theme of that because I actually liked it the best, because I like the whole minimal thing. Like, I just like the black and white, because that's most of the stuff I can do on my own then. You know, you don't need an actual, like, designer with colors and stuff. Yeah. No, seriously, that's, yeah, because, yeah, you know, that's sort of the whole, you know, Marco Arment overcast theory. Like, I'm really grateful to Apple that, you know, the minimal stuff and, you know, the Helvetica and all of that stuff is sort of in vogue now, because it makes a lot of stuff easier for, you know, one guy shops like I do, you know.
Yeah, no, for sure. Yeah,
it's way easier. But no, I mean, people, they sort of posted themselves, and it's fine. Honestly, I haven't had any problems. Like, they'll forget certain things, and I'll have to remind them. And we do the show URLs, we do by hand, because I hate long URLs. Mm,
yeah.
So it's like, it's usually just like 001 and then like three letters of the name of the show.
Right.
Because I just like, I have OCD basically. So yeah, and like all of the images are named the same as the show URL, and then the files are the same. It's so I can find them. You know, if I search sort of the databases and stuff, I can find stuff if anything goes wrong. And then and the files are actually hosted on DigitalOcean Droplet.
Oh really?
Because nice. I could get away with the second tier, and they have an Amsterdam data center now. And it's like an SSD, and the downloads are so fast. And as long as I'm under the bandwidth quota, I'm going to pay for that.
Yeah, so $10 a month, well, 10 US anyways,
for
30 gigs and 2 terabytes of transfer, which, yeah, for most podcasts would be. And that's like the whole network.
And I do, like, the MP3s are 64, you know, so an hour is like 30 megs.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it works out, at least for now, for all of the shows.
So
Storming Mortal is not on like DigitalOcean, because if that were true, like Mark Arment would have ruined me a couple of months ago, because he linked to me, and that would have been the end. Because I had no idea what the numbers were like in America, I guess, for American shows, at least the popular ones. But like, I got linked by Marco, and when I did the Merlin episode.
Oh yeah.
And I'm very glad I prepared for that. Because I figured it might happen. So Storming Mortal is a separate beast, basically.
So where do you host that one?
Oh, now it's SoundCloud. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Like, yeah.
Yeah. Because if you pay SoundCloud, you can actually get the path to the file. You can find it in the feed. And then I put that into PowerPress.
Right.
So I don't use the SoundCloud player or anything. But yeah, it's, you know, it's free bandwidth, which is the important thing. And, you know, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's not free, but it's like $10 it's €9 a month, I think. And yeah, and if that weren't the case, I'd be bankrupt. right now. I mean, I'd burn through that because the numbers with the Merlin episode and the Syracuse episode. I mean, each like Storming Mortal, the last couple of episodes have been kind of insane.
Yeah, well, and especially the Chris Hens episode, I'm sure, was just like through the roof.
Yeah, that was just brought the server down, basically. Yeah.
Things were melting. So just going to go back to DigitalOcean, because that's something I hadn't thought of. Are you working, do you get stats at all, or do you use PowerPress stats, or how do you, or do you not care about stats?
The PowerPress stats. That's what I use. Yeah. I pay for the premium service and I just have one account for all of the shows.
Yeah.
So I just put one feed in there because I don't really need them segmented by a show. It's not really, I don't like over here, the numbers are never that big, so you'd get confused and stuff. So yeah, I use those stats because I do like to know, because it gets really, the numbers can get really inflated. Like it's weird, as I'm sure you know. Like you can think you have like way more listeners than you actually do. And the Blueberry people, like the PowerPress people, seem to filter the crap out pretty well. So, you know, I sort of know where I stand, basically.
Yeah.
Which is good. Yeah, you know, because I see a lot of podcasts using the SoundCloud player. And with SoundCloud, basically, they do check for the IP. So you kind of get the uniques, like the people that actually hit the play button. But I don't think it goes beyond that. At least I'm not sure. So that number can get inflated a hell of a lot, you know, because somebody's going to click that thing from two different computers, like most people will, because nobody listens to, you know, something like for an hour on their, like even in their mobile browser, I'm thinking.
Yeah.
So I'm sure those numbers can be like all right, I guess.
Yeah, I know. That's I had Lex Friedman on a couple episodes back, number 43, I think. And he was kind of bullish, like positive on SoundCloud, because they work with them over at the Midroll.
Yeah.
Or Midroll or whatever. And so he seemed to be positive on them as far as stats. But I mean, it is still all a bit of a voodoo as far as getting exact numbers for podcast downloads, and everything has to be sort of taken with a grain of salt. So what are you, is there, speaking of sort of download numbers, and it relates obviously besides just ego, there's also like sponsorship stuff. So is that a thing that you do on Apparatus?
Well, I try. But yeah, the situation over here is not very like sponsorship friendly at the moment, which is the most polite way of putting it. But yeah, I've gotten a couple of sponsors, you know, there's been some stuff, but if Apparatus was as successful and as known as it is here in Slovenia, and if that actually translated to the American market, like I'd be fine, I'd get sponsorships.
Right.
I mean, I'm pretty confident in that. But like the way it's stuff is over here at the moment, yeah, it's a miracle every time I get something. It's an actual miracle. Yeah, I do have awesome listeners, and I do get some like PayPal support. I put up a PayPal subscription thing, and I get some money from that. So you know, it covers the cost of the servers and the hosting and stuff. And I've actually been able to invest in some equipment. So that's been awesome, like truly awesome. Because when it's direct support from like people that listen, that's the best, I think.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
You know,
because there's what I'm looking at Wikipedia, which is never wrong. Is there, it says there's about 2 million people in Slovenia?
Yep.
Is that about right? Yeah. So, and then as far as worldwide people actually speaking, is it Slovene? Is that the language?
Yes.
Yeah. How would there be maybe another 500,000 kind of thing or something worldwide? No?
No. That's a big number, Chris. That's like a quarter of the country. I doubt there's that many people living outside of the country that speak the language. So, I don't know. But I'd wager, I guess, that it's like maybe 100,000 outside the country.
Right.
That'd be my guess, but I'm not sure.
Right. And so, I mean, you're by nature, I guess what I'm driving at is that you're, your audience is locked at a certain cap or whatever, right? In terms of how many possible listeners. But, and is that sort of the reason why you're looking into doing a bit more English stuff too? Just for.
Because I'd love to get some sponsors for Storming Mortal, to be honest. I mean, because some of the numbers there are pretty okay. You know, it's nowhere near where the popular shows are. But, you know, I figured I'd do okay, you know. I wouldn't, you know, get rich off it, but maybe that is something I'd like to, you know, develop more, because I just like talking to you guys, you know. Mm-hmm. That's the second part. I like having, I have my English Twitter account, which has like maybe I don't use that much, mainly just to talk to you guys. But I actually do like to have this whole, you know, world out there that's not Slovene, right. And that's sort of why I'm hoping Storm Immortal turns into something more, I guess. Yeah.
So, going to, well, speaking of sponsors, actually, why don't I stop for a quick sponsor break? That's a good segue.
Yeah,
well, easy.
That's
segue.
A segue. Yeah.
Better than segues I do on TERP usually on an extra intellectual radio. Our sponsor for this
those
episode.
Actual segues? Sorry, but those aren't the actual segues, right? Or do you write them down?
I'm always writing a segue.
Yeah. Okay.
Nonstop segueing. Our sponsor for this episode is Campaign Monitor, who have been longtime supporters of Good Stuff, and we are very appreciative of their support. It's what Campaign Monitor is what we use for sending out the Good Stuff newsletter, which you can sign up for at goodstuff.fm/newsletter. And they make it fun and easy to build beautiful, amazing templates for email campaigns. Their new template builder, canvas.cm, is where you can check that out, works great at, and sort of gives you a great example of how to build an awesome, responsive email template. In 60 seconds or less, they say. I think even quicker than that sometimes. But and they have a new iOS app, or relatively new now, called Monitor as well, that you can use to monitor your email campaigns and signups and heaven forbid, but people who leave your campaign unsubscribe, checking it all right from your phone wherever you are. So if you visit campaignmonitor.com, you can get started today. And also, like I said, canvas.cm to check out the template builder. My thanks to Campaign Monitor for supporting Good Stuff, and of course, Show Me Your Mic. So, the gear that you're using that to actually record with, let's chat gear. What?
Yeah. Well, currently I'm on my Yeti, which is in a Rode PS1A, or the arm, the thing. I don't know that, you know, the Radio Shock mount from Blue. And oh, yeah. Then there's a foam pop filter on it, like the MX2 something. I don't know the company that made the foam filter. It's a nice foam filter. I actually bought it in America. A friend bought it and brought it over. So, you know, the foam filter, everything else I got here, basically.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm primarily on the Yeti, because I actually, the interviews I do in Slovenia, I actually like walk around and meet people face to face with my Yeti. It's in the armor. I have this Samsung desk stand that I put it on when I, you know, go to people's offices and homes when I record, basically. So yeah, that's my main mic, and then I have a blue snowball, which I use basically to loan to guests, if that makes sense. Because I should explain the podcast I do with the basketball player. He actually still is a basketball player. He plays in Barcelona. Now.
Okay.
So he's on Skype and I'm on Skype. And then if we have a guest that's like in Ljubljana where I live, I'll usually try and get them the snowball. So I get good audio from them. So you see, it's a very complicated thing, which I know none of you guys do, because you're all, you know, 7 hours away. Basically.
Yeah.
But over here, like for like the majority of guests, that's actually possible. So when there's a chance, I do try and do that. But we've had guests that were in like Russia and stuff. So then you're stuck with whatever they have, basically. So that's the second mic. And then, I have a mixer now.
Oh, nice.
Yes, which is a Behringer. It's not here, so I don't know the model number. Damn, I usually have it on my desk, but actually, it's the UFX 1204. It's a really nice mixer. I couldn't afford a Mackie, which I know you have, if I'm not mistaken.
I do still, yeah.
Yeah, so I couldn't afford the Mackie, but I got the Behringer version. It has FireWire and USB on the back of it.
Oh, nice. That's
good. And it's multi-track, which is the main thing.
Yeah.
And it has two auxiliary sends. So that's the next step. I'm hoping to do that.
So
to just record the whole thing through Skype.
Because Blue Yeti, I haven't seen one in person, but does it have XLR?
Oh, no. Oh. I actually, see, that's my second mic, which I actually own, but do not yet have, which is Let me explain.
Okay.
Me and my girlfriend are going to New York in September, and we're gonna stay at a friend's who works there and lives there. So I actually bought a used Heil PR40 with the shock mount, on eBay, and it's at his place. But I won't have it until I come back from America, basically, because if I bought it here new, the difference because of the euro is about $100, 100 euros actually, so about $130. So I wanted to buy it new in America. It'd be cheaper, but then I just saw some guy selling one. It was basically new on eBay with the shock mount, and I just clicked buy as soon as I could, basically. And yeah, and that's all with the listener support.
Wow!
Basically, I did not have to pay for that. Yes.
So I see. So you have it's yours, but you don't have it yet.
Yes. Yes.
Nice.
Yes.
Well, that's exciting. So,
yeah. So then I'm gonna hook up my mixer and the Heil, and then I have a old PC. Then I'm gonna sort of make as quiet as I can, so I can do 2 Skype calls and get them through the auxiliary sends in, you know, and hopefully be able to just record without doing the, you know, send me your end and all of that stuff. Man, did I start recording? You are recording both ends, Chris. Tell me that.
No, I don't record anything. No, yes,
okay.
I am.
Okay, I'm going to start recording my end now. You see, no, the thing is, I just got back from vacation. That's why I'm all hectic and nothing is set up right.
Right.
Because I actually take my Yeti to work now, because I do a little podcast for the magazine I work for, and I record that with my Yeti, so I just keep moving it around and like nothing is set up.
That's fine. That's on me. I'm hosting the show, so I'll take care of the recording. You don't have to worry. That's the one perk for other podcasters coming on this show is they can relax a little bit.
Yeah, I worry about that all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's why I'm hoping with the mixer and, you know, the second, like 2 Skypes and stuff, I'll be able to record the Skype directly and get the, you know, everyone in their own track and fix the audio and stuff. Because it just cuts down on the time you produce the thing.
Well,
by so much, it's insane.
And you'll get a fellow Good Stuff producer, editor, co-founder Tim Smith will actually listen to your show, because he's allergic to anything blue Yetis, blue snowballs. It actually makes him sort of gag in his mouth, is actually what he hasn't told me that.
Well,
here,
you see, my thing is,
I'm kidding.
But seriously, like the blue Yeti, let's talk about gear. Okay. We're talking about gear. Like the blue Yeti is probably like the best mic you can get for like the 100 euros you have to pay for it. It's insane.
Yeah.
It's that good. For like the money, it's probably the best mic you can buy.
There was one, now I'm blanking on.
You're going to say the Rode Podcaster.
No, right? The Rode Podcaster is still quite a bit more
awful.
Money.
It's awful.
Well, no,
the
I
Rode
don't.
Podcaster is, I know. Look,
I don't know if it's awful, but shoot. Okay, you talk, tell me about your Blue Yeti or something, and I'm just going to try and find who is it that used it? There's a mic that is like 90 bucks. Oh, okay. Ray Ortega, I think, recommends it.
It's a USB mic or an XLR mic? A USB mic with a preamp and everything.
It's, where is this? Thinking I shouldn't be doing this live. The RS Audio Technica ATR2100. It's a USB/XLR mic.
Ah, okay.
And I wouldn't say necessarily like this is the definitive mic. Like I love my Heil, obviously, the PR40 and stuff, but if you're on a budget, I would say this mic, the ATR2100, would be the one to look at least. It's just not as easy to track down probably as the Blue Yeti. Like Blue has been great as far as getting into stores, and like I know like our local tech store here will carry a Blue Yeti and just have it on hand. And so
It's the same over here.
Yeah.
I know there's a store in Ljubljana that has one, and I actually got mine off of Amazon, the English one.
Right.
.co.uk. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's where I'm bugging you about the Blue Yeti. Tim actually is serious; like he can't stand the blue. I don't. To me, it's like as long as you're able to podcast, that's the best starting point. Anyways, whatever that happens to be, and then you know, just like everything else, if you're starting to work out or you're starting to get into fixing cars or whatever, you start with what you have and then you work your way up, just like you're doing, moving up to the PR40 and stuff. That's going from like the junker to the Cadillac right away, from as far as mics go. But
the thing is, the Yeti is awesome because I actually got it working with my Transformer tablet, I have an Android tablet, yes. There's actually an app they wrote the drivers especially for the Yeti and that tablet. So I get to record on that when I walk around with it. And the Yeti has the omnidirectional pattern. So when I do interviews in person, I just have one mic between me and the guest, which works out awesome. Like, that's insanely great, you know?
Yeah. And that's like, especially if you're doing live in-person interviews, it's tough to sort of manage all that gear and on a budget that most of us are on.
No, but not just the budget. I mean, the amount of stuff you have to carry around if you want to use two dynamic mics, you know, that are XLR mics, and then plug them into a USB interface, and then that into a tablet or a PC, a laptop, right?
Yeah.
Because I actually go to people's homes and offices.
Do they know
you're
coming?
Yeti was a godsend. Well, they sometimes, you know, sometimes just break in and.
You will be on my podcast now.
Yeah, talk. My first question is always the same. But seriously, it's like because the basketball player Bastian, he actually bought the Rode Podcaster, and I hate that mic. It's like the sound quality he sends me is just, it's awful. Like we're actually talking about him getting a Yeti Pro, which has an XLR input.
Yeah.
So when he comes to Slovenia, we'll be able to plug it into the mixer.
Yeah.
So we just have the one mic and not like 17 mics to plug in.
Yeah, no, definitely.
Yeah. Although I did use because Bosjan's here, the basketball player, he's off season now. He has to return to Barcelona in about a month or a little less. And he was here and he was in Chad, the African country, for UNICEF. So he was there he's like a UNICEF ambassador for, Africa. I don't know what the actual title is. He was actually there. So when he came back, it was the first time we were able to do it in one room. And he actually had a couple of XLR mics on him. One's an Icon, I think that's the company. And then there's one which I couldn't find online. I don't know where he got it. He bought it in Turkey when he was playing there. Nice. And it's like this mysterious mic, which is a good mic.
Yeah.
Like, to be honest, a really good mic. But yeah, I just couldn't find anything out about it online, which is weird. It's because it's like 2 years old. But I guess the company went belly up, because all I could find was their website, and it was a dead website. Huh. So we actually did one through the mixer with like two XLR mics, and I actually recorded it in Reaper, and the sound was awesome, just awesome. So I can't wait for my Heil, honestly.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
And even when I compress the audio to the 64 MP3, right, it just sounds like, it sounds insanely great. Because I'm used to radio equipment. I still do have a radio show, and there's a Neumann mic there for about a couple of grand. And like a properly soundproofed studio and stuff. And like the sound I got from that those two mics and my mixer was, it was close enough so that I really couldn't tell the difference from the radio stuff, honestly.
Nice.
So I can't wait for the Heil. Yeah.
And are you using, you mentioned Reaper, is that what you're using these days? Or what do you use these days to edit your shows with?
When I do the in-person stuff, I just use Audacity because I just get the one track there.
Right.
And I just found Audacity to be somebody, the tiger in the chat. Sorry, I just get, And I play basketball, dude. That's the rest of my free time. Okay, sorry, he just said I write and I do radio and podcasts and the girlfriend. And I actually play basketball. That's like in the third division here. So yeah, no free time. Sorry, what was your question?
The software you're using Audacity to.
When I get the single track, I'll use Audacity, but anything where I've been able to get multiple tracks, like when I do the double enders, I'll use Reaper. Yeah. I've been getting better at Reaper, and I have some plugins for the noise reduction and stuff. So I'm basically learning it for when I start to use the mixer, because then it's going to be all Reaper, because it's a multi-track mixer, so I'll be able to get everybody in their own track and stuff. So
yeah, that was Reaper, and then the other one I keep coming back to is Hindenburg. Is the other one that is, I don't know if you're familiar with that one, but it's common with people who I seem to interview on this show outside of the U.S. Anyways, are more familiar outside of North America. I'm not in the U.S. Canada, but anyway,
is that a Mac app or a Windows app?
It's both actually as well. I think it's popular amongst journalists, and they do also now with journalism, obviously, you know, adding a lot of podcasting features or whatever to their repertoire. It's another common one. Plus it just kind of has a cool sounding name, but yeah, it's
okay. I'll check that one out.
Yeah.
I think I've heard of it, but the thing with Reaper is, it sort of works the way I think stuff should work. Hmm. Like, because I use Windows full time, which is another weird thing. Yeah, well, no, it's not. Yeah, I use 7, and 7 is like awesome. So I will not have it knocked. honestly, like the way I'm used to working, Reaper sort of fits that the most. And so I've been slowly learning it and fiddling with the plugins and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, it's what you know. I'm still on Logic Express, like whatever the 4-year-old version now, I think, or something. And it's the idea of switching to anything else, even if it would be better, is hard because there's just only so much time. Like you said, with all the you're writing magazines, you're working, you have a girlfriend, you're playing basketball. there's only so much time you have to learn this stuff.
Yeah, honestly, like that's the main motivation behind getting the mixer and doing all of this, because it's just gonna like cut the time I need to get the episode sounding right probably by like 3/3.
Yeah,
like it's just because the Incomparable style show we do with the guy who's a stand-up comic, who's like a pretty big, like really funny guy, he actually also translated the Game of Thrones books into Slovene.
Oh, wow.
That's a paid gig of his. He translates like George R. R. Martin and Neil Gaiman and stuff. So, yeah.
Nice.
And he's a stand-up. And the shows we do, like, we're like, I don't know, like 30 episodes in, 35 episodes in. So we've sort of gotten used to each other to the point where, like, I could just cut it, like, just export the episode and post it. Like, we're at that point where I don't need to take that much out.
Yeah. Yeah.
So when I get the mixer, that's pretty much like 90% of the time, that's what I'll do.
Yeah.
You know, I usually have to cut out the guests, which are not used to, you know, talking into a mic and stuff.
Right.
But it's gonna be a time saver when I have it all set up. So I'm guessing like by January, I'll just have it all worked out probably, you know.
Nice.
Yeah.
Cool. So, and sorry, you mentioned the PR40 transition. When is that happening?
Where you're when I get back from America, I come back at the end of September.
Okay.
So you know, in October I'm gonna start fiddling with all of it, and hopefully that's when basketball season starts, and I'll have even less time. So hopefully before the season actually starts and I start having games, I'll be able to work that out. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, that's the plan.
All right. Well, looking forward to that, and glad to hear another voice will be improved and made. I'm sure your voice will sound amazing with the PR40, because it tends to work really well with the sort of lower register voices for sure.
Yeah, which we are both part of that club.
Yes. I'm sure you heard, I can't remember what episode it is, I should find it, but when Merlin mentioned his interview with you, and then he did his, tried to do an impersonation of you. Or
oh, yeah. I actually used that at the start of my episode with him, because that Back to Work episode actually came out before my chat with Merlin. I posted my chat with Merlin.
Okay.
So my show starts with him impersonating me, and then I just left it. I just cut it to hey, hi, hey. That's how it starts. It's awesome. That's my favorite intro.
Yeah.
And I'm Bela Lugosi.
Right. Apparently. Exactly.
And I actually knew who that was.
Nice.
I actually know. Yeah, because of the Ed Wood movie, the Tim Burton, Johnny Depp.
Oh,
Deppin.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I know who Bela Lugosi is. Yeah. So, yeah.
All right, well, maybe this is a good transition then, speaking of Back to Work, of the way I end most of these episodes is with finding out what podcast you listen to, and then also what apps you're listening to them on, what apps you're using for listening to podcasts these days. So do you have a that sort of top five or whatever on your podcast app of choice of podcasts you like to listen to these days?
Yeah, well, I listen exclusively in Pocket Casts because I'm on Android. Although with a little luck, I'll have an iPad soon, so I'll be able to iMessage you. Because I don't have iMessage. That's the thing. You see, you're all on iMessage and I don't have it.
Yeah.
So that's going to be great because I'm just going to pester you guys. but yeah, so I use Pocket Casts exclusively. Well, just I'll check my phone. So my new favorite show is Random Track. The show Scott McNulty does. He's a panelist on The Incomparable. And he has a guest on and he picks a random Star Trek episode from all of the shows.
Oh, nice.
And then he just discusses it with the guest. Like, I'm addicted to that show now. I don't know, because I'm a huge Trekkie, and that's like my favorite thing now. So I'll just do the foreign shows, I guess, because in Slovenia, it's like my network and the guys that do the Apple Tech show, and that's almost it, and a couple of other shows. Yes, a Random Track. And then, show me your mic because it's here. You see, it's me in my must listen playlist. Basically.
Wow. That's good.
So, yeah, show me your mic.
I didn't even have to pay you to say that.
Yeah, okay. Yet, yeah. I'll send you an invoice. then there's ATP, of course.
Yeah.
Which, you know, I started listening for Marco and John, and now it's all Casey all the time.
Who's Casey?
I don't know, man. Okay. It's just some guy that I think shows up on those calls.
Okay.
Command Space, which is dead now and will be resurrected soon. At least that's what Mike says. So
we'll see. Yeah.
Command Space and Bionic, which sadly is no more. And I hate Matt Alexander for working and being successful, so he can't do podcasts anymore. I'll round those off with Back to Work. And I'm actually not going to choose Back to Work. I'm going to choose You Look Nice Today.
Oh, classic.
Because You Look Nice Today is, I get angry at that show all the time because it's so good. And then the last one, The Incomparable. Because like what Jason Snell has been able to put together there is just mind-boggling, to be honest. So that's the one I see. Like, I try not to miss. I just miss the Dungeons & Dragons episodes, really. Because
right.
I've never played it and I don't get it. So, you see, that's my girlfriend's alarm in the background. I'm just going to... Did you hear that?
She's just waking up at 5 p.m.?
Oh, no, she has weird alarms all the time.
Okay.
She's studying. Because it's a studio apartment. She's like 3 feet away from me.
Right. Oh, studying like for school and stuff?
Yeah, she's finishing uni and she's studying French and Russian.
Wow.
So she just has to do the final thesis and then she's done. Yeah.
I'm still working on English, but that's amazing.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations to you on success with Storm Mortal. And thanks for coming on Show Me Your Mic. Where can folks find you? Where do you want to send them to stalk you on the internet?
Well, thank you, first of all, Chris. And thanks for having me. I do love this show because I get to listen to people that know way more than me about talk about podcasts.
Me too.
Like the way, yeah. Because I know that was probably the motivation, right? Yeah, so just to learn. But yeah, no, it's stormingmortal.com. And my English Twitter account is AtomicXX, which makes sense because I'm Anže Tomić, and that's actually like the first letter of my first name and then my last name. And then I just put two X's at the end because I thought it looked cool. And I'm sticking by that. So, yeah.
That makes sense. As long as it works for you.
Yeah, it works for me. You know, you're iChris. You're from the, you know, iPod Chris days. So,
right.
You're not supposed to throw stones. Right? That's the English proverb or whatever. Yeah.
All right. Well, just don't add an extra X on that account because you don't know.
Yeah, that's an Amsterdam account, which is, you know.
Right.
Maybe you don't want to go there. I don't know what your fancy is.
We'll let you decide. Okay. Thanks for coming on. And be sure to check out his site. If you're at all curious, you can check out apparatus.si. With an extra P, I think, right?
Yes.
For the Slovene versions of, or Slovene podcasts as well. I had trouble with them, but because my Slovene isn't up to date at all. But, and You can follow Good Stuff on the Twitters at goodstuff_FM, of course. And I'm iChris on Twitter. And I did, as we joked at the beginning of the show, I think maybe it was before the show, I set up a Show Me Your Mic account on Twitter just for show announcements. And then I guess we'll see some podcasting resource kind of links and just stuff related to podcasting that I find interesting that you might also find interesting. So SMYM_FM is what that Twitter account is. Feel free to follow it or not. I won't cry too much if you don't follow.
I just followed.
There you go. So there's, I think we're up to seven followers or something.
Yep.
And what else was I going to say? Questions, comments, concerns, suggestions of future guests, all that kind of stuff. You can also email me, chris@goodstuff.fm. This has been episode 45 of Show Me Your Mic. goodstuff.fm/smym/45 is where you can find it, along with all the links that we discussed on this episode. Thanks to Campaign Monitor for sponsoring the show. Thanks for listening. Have a great day. Bye.